You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Hope your Thursday is going well. Gearing up for another weekend of really intriguing sports. We set up the Orioles weekend, the Astros weekend in Baltimore versus the Orioles. That's going to be there. And, of course, the Texans finishing out their preseason. But the real important day was today. Joint practice there in Detroit. It's done. It's dusted. Let's hear about what the head coach of the Texans thought about it. Here's D'Amico Ryans.
Good to see you, man.
It looks like some good work on both sides of the football. Where did you think of the practice overall?
Yeah, overall, I thought we got really good work on all three phases. Guys are competitive, two really competitive teams, physical teams. Really appreciate the way that Dan had his group ready to work. Thought we worked in a pro-style manner. Everybody was able to work well, stay up, got good work in on both on all three phases. So excited, really pleased with this team being able to go against a really great Lions team. Their offensive unit, they have a ton of speed, ton of playmakers over there. They made a lot of plays, challenged us defensively, and also on the other side of the ball, really great defensive unit making plays. So I think our guys got really a lot of great work out of it, beneficial work, things that we can learn from and grow from. And it's the reason why you do joint practice, right, to get the type of reps that we got today. So very, very pleased with the outcome. One thing is just our guys are ready to compete wherever we go, right? And you have to go on the road a few times throughout the year. Can you travel on the road? We did this last week versus the Panthers, but I thought our guys handled this really well. Traveling, different environment, not being at home, not sleeping in your bed, not being comfortable, right? You're uncomfortable. Can you still come out and perform at a high level? And our guys did that today.
It seemed like the offensive line kind of got their footing as the practice went on. What would you kind of see from them, specifically maybe the tackles?
Yeah, with our offensive line, what I saw guys still playing physical up front. We were able to, you know, break some runs there. Chubb, Woody, Jawar, all the backs were able to break a few runs. It starts up front. Those guys played physical, got a hat on a half finish. The tackles did a good job on the edge, really of handling the twists and the games. Proud of our guys for that and the communication of picking up blitzes. So anytime you do a joint practice, you'll see different type of blitzes, different type of pressures and adjustments. So I think when you're able to handle that really well and allow your rules to work for you, and you see how sound the protections are, you see how sound we are when we play with the great technique, it works. So we just have to continue to lean into what we're doing, lean into what's being coached and do it the right way every single time, and we'll be really good up front.
How do you think the defense adjusted to the speed of the Lions wide receivers and running back?
Yeah, that's the point again, right? You come up, you got different players, J-Mo's fast, Gibbs is fast. They had a lot of speed on the Lions offense. So, you know, defensively you have to adjust. You have to be able to react and be able to stay on top, eliminate the explosives. So it was a great look, great learning for our guys when you got to know how to play your different matchups. This joint practice is really geared for both teams. It's geared toward our ones. Right? You want to work in a competitive yet controlled environment and allow those guys to get as much work as possible, really working a ton of situations, third downs, two-minute, get to work, red zone, a lot of different situations. You can get many more plays in than you would in a game. So I thought it's very beneficial work for most of our ones who guys, you know, typically in this third game, you won't see many of those guys out there playing. Christian is doing a really nice job of working his way back into football shape. Yeah, and he's doing a really good job. I like where he is. Still room to grow and improve, but he's in a really good spot right now. Aziz dealing with a little minor thing. He'll be fine. Nico has grown the most to me in these first 3 years is just the confidence, right? Every time I see Nico, I'm saying, hey, what's up, playmaker? Like, you are a big-time playmaker. You know, walk that way. And he's done that. He shows up that way on the field anytime, you know, we need a play. We know it, and I think the opponent knows it. That's where the ball is going. And with everybody knowing, he still shows up and makes big-time plays in any critical moment that you need him to. So that's one thing I've seen is just that confidence is exactly where it needs to be for Nico.
You're not ready to give us a definitive answer as far as the offensive line is concerned. What do you think about the way that Titus Howard was able to handle this matchup against
Aiden? Yeah, with our offensive line, I think they handled the front really well. Aiden's such a great player. You talk about explosive, dynamic. For me to see him work back and be out here from what he went through, as tough an injury as he had to go through, it's really cool to see him back out working, and it's still he's still bringing it on the edge. I thought Titus did a really nice job today, and of course Aiden got him a couple times. Titus got him a couple times, but that's two pros working together. That's football, and I'm pleased with where Titus did today. Yeah, Kaylee and CJ, they continue to develop that trust. It's like any relationship, you have to – first, it's about the communication. Like staying in constant communication, that's what allows a relationship to flourish. And those guys are lock and step. They're communicating well one another. And that relationship will still blossom. Like we're still at the beginning stages of Kaylee and CJ working together. But I think for where we are now, both guys done an outstanding job of just allowing us to be as best as we can possibly be. And knowing that it's even brighter on the other side, I'm very encouraged with where they are in their relationship. Jalen's progressed well. He showed up, made a few plays out here today. Jalen has all the skill set, the tools. It's just when you're a rookie, the thing I always stress with rookies is try to slow it again. Don't think so much. Like they're in their playbook studying harder than anyone else. Like, and now when you come out here, don't get out of the playbook and remember you got to play football, play fast. So the rookies, they start. Continue to play, they continue to progress, they get better, they play faster. And I've seen Jalen definitely take strides towards playing faster as camp is going on.
Coach, you got an opportunity to play against this Lions team last year. What have you seen from them as far as their
season? I see a tough competitive unit. They're going to be really good on offense. Their defense is going to make you earn every single yard that you get. Guys are playing well together. They communicate. Watching the guys on the defense, they communicated really well to all the adjustments and checks. So really sound unit, coach really well. So anytime you have guys who the team is coached well, they play with great fundamentals, they're going to win football games because they know how to do it the right way.
Yeah, with Jimmy, I know there are a lot of allegations and things with Jimmy. We don't know the true story of all those, and I hate to jump to rush judgment on any situation, right, with Jimmy. We'll let the situation play itself out, let whatever has to happen in the court system, let that play out. But I think it's unfair to rush the judgment when allegations and stories come out on players. Everybody's quick to jump on it and jump on the negative side with the players. Let's just allow it to play out, and we'll see what happens when everything is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Burke said the other day that, you know, the way to go to the film room, the way to do the recovery that we have and things like that. How important is it for a lot of these guys to really show up on Saturday?
This is a huge game, man, for a lot of young guys, guys who are on the bubble, so to speak. Guys have a chance to go out one last time and make an impact, right? Show up, make the plays that can really spark interest, not only in the Texans, but also the other 31 teams. So whoever's on the field, I want our guys to go out there and play their absolute best. I want all our guys to shine, and I want others to see how good of a roster we have, how much depth we have. We have a lot of guys who are worthy of making an NFL roster. I can't keep all of them, but if they make the league, I'm so proud of all our guys. All right. Thank you, guys. All right.
There's DeMeco Ryans, head coach of your Houston Texans after a joint practice out there in Detroit. There's a number of things that jumped out. I understand. I see you, 832. When does DeMeco ever say anything negative? I think that he likes to have a positive demeanor, but you can read between the lines,
yes,
and see the places where maybe there would be things that could be viewed as negative, or at least places where you can see that he is putting a positive spin on something that, you know, maybe otherwise someone could look at as somewhat that's negative or whatever. But one of the things I wanted to note was just him talking about and, you know, accentuating how this practice was for the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was not, yo, we're trying to get everybody reps. This was the ones and maybe people that fit into that. They get out there, the twos and threes, they'll get their work on Saturday at Ford Field. But here, this is for the ones, and I think that becomes notable when you look at some of the people that got involved, like a Jalen Knoll, who was out there, not just out there, but seemingly looking like he belonged. Obviously, it's notable that Christian Harris was out there and getting himself back up to speed amongst the ones. But yeah, this was a practice for the ones.
And I think, you know, I didn't mean to upset Sean Pendergast, but Saturday's game is going to be, this is the last time we'll see C.J. Stroud in the one.
Certainly.
Is how I'll put it. And I think it's important when you combine what he just said, quote, geared toward our ones, versus some of the names that were mentioned. You mentioned Christian Harris. How about Woody Marks, Nick Chubb, and Jahar Jordan? You know, I know the Chews played some today, and maybe
certainly
Jordan was with that. But I think they're honing in on the running back room. And those might be the three guys. I'm sure Dari Agumbawale got some reps as well. I didn't hear him mention that. But here's the other thing. He sounded excited about what he saw today. I know there were some bad moments. We talked about them, not necessarily. We got some information, not necessarily from Texans beat writers, but from others. You know, but I think he was pretty excited about what he saw today.
Can I ask you a question on that, though?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm asking, because I'm going to ask you the question regardless. I kind of felt like the excitement stemmed from DeMeco, the football nerd, mm-hmm, looking at a joint practice where everybody seemingly made it out standing upright.
Mm-hmm.
That falls into his first answer, which was talking about good work in all three phases. Everybody handled it professionally. And, you know, even in places where they challenged, where they were challenged, maybe they struggled, it provided an opportunity to see things. I think he is operating from more of the CEO coach role when he says that, with that excitement where we, you know, I was able to throw different things at this team, mm-hmm, and get them to see more, because that's going to be what ultimately benefits them most over the course of the season.
Yeah, but you know, within that, you know, he said third down, red zone, some of the situations that they're in. I think he, you know, he got the look with these guys, this rotation maybe would be the better way to put it, that they wanted. And I think the other thing that was very important, he was asked about the definitive answer on the offensive line. Didn't answer it per se. But definitely they had the same guys out there. that we've come accustomed to.
I can imagine Titus Howard was on the outside because
and
when
he said, "I'm pleased with what Titus did on the edge."
Yeah, he was asked about Titus, and said on the edge, and he started by saluting Aiden Hutchinson. I think obviously D'Amico's heart for players shows up where he's talking about the excitement to see Aiden Hutchinson return after what was a gruesome injury last year. Mm-hmm. But then he started talking about how Titus Howard lost some against Aiden, but he obviously made sure to make note of he won some against Aiden. Mm-hmm. I was really excited to hear Mark Schlereth on with the fellas this morning at 8 p.m. on with Payne and Pendergast because he reminded me of something that we know to be true, which is offensive line, it can't be no 50-50 proposition. Now, of course, it's practice. I understand it's different. But he made a great point, which is we could go up against each other 62 plays. I don't remember exactly if that's the number. If I win 61 of them, but you win another one and you get a sack, you can go to a Pro Bowl. Like, legitimately, offensive linemen talk about all you have to do is give up a sack every game, and that dude over there is going to the Pro Bowl, and might not have a job.
Yeah.
Like, I think that D'Amico, in trying to find the positivity there, talking about, well, Titus got him on some too. Yeah, that needs to be more of a win proposition. Of course, again, it's practice. I understand you're not going to win every rep, and that's not what I'm trying to say. But I just did find that interesting remembering that with the offensive line, the mindset really needs to be I'm winning every damn rep.
Yeah, you have to be. And for the record, there were some reports coming out of Detroit media. One of them said C.J. Stroud is running for his life today. He did run one in though, and that was before the last couple of sessions when the offense did protect a little better. So there's that. And then the last thing for me that jumped out is Jalen Nowell is in the mix. Jalen Nowell is going to be getting a lot of time on the field and not just returning kicks.
And he should.
Yeah.
Like that was, I mean, again, circling back around to what I was talking about. This was a practice geared towards the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he belong, but he actually flashed.
And made plays,
again,
yeah.
I think there's definitely places where the likes of Clint and Seth will give us deep dives into what football is at that intellectual level. But sometimes we don't need to make it harder.
Mm-hmm.
Who is showing up? Who is flashing? Who do you see popping out on the field? And oftentimes, that number 82, Jalen Nowell, he shows up in that way. And even amongst the best, right? Like, that's the whole idea. You put yourself amongst the best, and if you're able to flash in that circumstance, you belong. I think we're very, very much learning. Jalen Nowell belongs on that football field.
Yeah, he's going to be on the football field.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see that. There was a lot more things to take away. We'll circle around and have some more opportunities to talk about the things that we're gathering from a joint practice day out there in Detroit. But there you go. That's just what D'Amico Ryan said for Saul from his perspective after practice. You're in the loop now. Well, you've been in the loop since 10 a.m. and you will be till 2. But coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Texans have a updated policy that has been making the rounds on Twitter.
You're going to go get yourself in trouble.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Okay.
I am going to.
I sure hope not.
I'm going to report what is being reported.
You're reporting on the reporting now.
Exactly. So apparently there's a new policy on what you can and can't share necessarily, because they're in regular season mode.
Yeah.
Et cetera. But, and some of the media that's on the beat daily is not happy with it. Jonathan Alexander is a great follow because he's sort of talking between the lines and everything. And, you know, the old writer in me, I'd have been upset with it too if I was out, had to be out there every day with the squad. But I think my confession is, I think I know how I would handle it in today's era. There are Detroit media. I think what I would do if I was the Texans beat writer, I'd just retweet everything that the Detroit media is tweeting about this practice today.
And it is worth noting, you say Detroit media. I think that they, and I try not to say this as like a pejorative. I'm not trying to denigrate anybody. But there's kind of like more fan media, quote unquote, like less of like the.
Look at you. Yeah.
And again, I think.
Oh, man, fan media.
But I say that with respect, because I think that they bring a lot of elements in addition to kind of not being as beholden as the more legacy media.
But they
is.
Still have credentials.
They do.
And they don't have, like some of the ones, I'm not going to read them all.
Although, was it an open practice? Was there, I'm trying to think.
Now, that I don't know.
I need to go back and watch some of the videos.
It couldn't have been because we wouldn't
see it. I seen like a lot of fan bloggers, like the pages on Twitter.
Oh, so you can say fan bloggers, but I can't say fan media.
But you said fan media people.
That's the same idea.
Fan media has credentials. Fan bloggers are in the stand.
Okay, now we're making decisions.
Now, do we have fan bloggers here?
Oh, yeah.
With credentials?
With credentials.
No, it depends on what you're
point them out. Then
did you know that the person that you're referring to? Do you know if they have credentials? I do know they might be in the stands.
I don't think it was an open practice today.
I seen some fans sitting out there. I believe.
Yeah, because
out there. There's fans there at the Meyer Performance Center in Detroit.
Yeah,
I ain't even see usually see a lot of video. The only videos I saw was like the professional videos that probably came from the teams.
My thing was, if I was a beat writer, I would say, okay, I get your policy. I won't say anything, but I can retweet everything.
I feel like they was doing that here with with the fans being able to pretty much record stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of media people were just kind of tagging on to the fans that was out there.
And on that policy, it comes back down to a very simple thing: trust. Now, maybe there are some people that they don't feel they can trust. I don't know. Maybe then, maybe not. But if you trust the people that are covering your team, I covered teams for decades on a daily basis. I never talked about they're working on this reverse or they're working on that. Come on, man. Just trust each other. Have a good relationship. You know, like, and who cares about, you can't say who's on second team. Why not?
Well,
seriously.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, I'm not.
Because you're giving sick. Are you?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not against it. I would like to know their reasoning behind some of this stuff, because every team don't do that.
It's football paranoia.
So I'm just kind of curious what's their reason behind that type of stuff too.
Well, everybody has a different I don't know what the right word is, like a different appetite for having their information out there, or to some degree, or like playing in that space. And it feels like, you could easily look at the Texans and be like, damn, we would prefer if we could kind of hold some of this out and maybe have more gamesmanship. And I get what you're saying about trust, but I think that it is worth acknowledging that The goals aren't inherently aligned, because as a media member, you're trying to, hey, as much information as I can provide to the general public to make myself, you know, more appealing to the public, because that's how this works.
Right.
I will do that. And for the team's perspective, it's like, yeah, give them information, but maybe not that much. So I do think that there is a lack of alignment to some degree.
I also think it's kind of tough when it's a joint practice where, you know, one set of media people got a certain amount of rules that they got to abide by.
And the others don't.
Yeah. Or open practice.
Name the game sometimes, man.
It is. And I think it's just bizarre to me. And again, you know, I am definitely biased to doing it the right way and having that trust. And I maybe now here's the other thing to take the Texan side on it for a second. Maybe there are some media members, and maybe there are, that I think about, that they just don't trust. You know, that they haven't built that relationship with.
It is possible. Yeah. It is possible.
Channel 2.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What you say? I ain't hearing you. What you say?
Nothing.
So anyways, I'm not trying to get in trouble. I know there's been a lot of excitement brewing for the latest Cowboys documentary on Netflix about, you know, the good old days when they were actually good at winning championships and such. And
30 years ago.
That's right. That's exactly how many years. Legitimately, 30 years ago to the day.
It was 2 years ago.
Ask any Cowboys fan, it was.
No, you don't. And it's tomorrow as well. But there's been a lot of building up and like people talking about how great it is. And I have a level of skepticism with documentaries. I think we might have talked about this before, how nowadays it feels like documentaries are more vanity projects and they're more propaganda. And so people talking about it, I was like, huh. Maybe Netflix, because Netflix is one of the chief chief violators here on doing these, you know, vanity projects that are, you know, have the thumb on the scale by the actual subject. And I was like, huh, maybe they actually did it. And then Jeff Perlman, noted, you know, sports reporter. He's had a lot of books.
He put it harsh.
This was Jeff Perlman talking about the documentary that made me feel vindicated in my take about Netflix.
So I'm watching the Netflix documentary on the Dallas Cowboys, and I actually feel like throwing up. I actually do. There are a couple of things. Number one, I know they used my book. It's clear that Skydance used my book, and nothing, which, okay, fine, whatever. More importantly, Jerry Jones taking credit for the Herschel Walker trade is ridiculous. It was not a we, it was Jimmy. It was 100% Jimmy. It was 0% Jerry. Jerry didn't even know what the hell was going on. It was a Jimmy Johnson trade. The organization of the trade was Jimmy. The value for the picks for the players they acquired was Jimmy. And so far, this whole documentary is just a Jerry Jones. Actually, it's infuriating. Cowboys haven't been good in 30 years. 30 years. What are we doing here? Anyway, I already don't like it. I'm trying to like it, but I don't like it. Any thoughts?
He's not wrong.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So as much as I'm sure that it's probably entertaining, mm-hmm. and I don't want to knock that. And I mean, you're getting interesting things. I've read a decent amount of that Boys Will Be Boys book by Jeff Perlman. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if they're utilizing that, you're getting good insight. But Netflix is not going to beat the allegations. I am vindicated and continuing to look at them side-eyes whenever they put something out that is quote-unquote a documentary.
You're absolutely vindicated in this case. I mean, I was around during that time, and it was Jimmy Johnson as all I ever heard. And, of course, he documented that in his book, et cetera. And this is just Jerry Jones being Jerry Jones.
Doing a bleep job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to confess, I think the Browns are trolling at this point on everything they're doing, man. First of all, I want to say they were in on the Brian Robinson running back, I guess one of the teams that was in on mm-hmm. it. And by the way, they drafted two running backs. One ain't playing because he's going through some legal issues.
Is he now?
Yeah, so they trying to add more running backs. My other thing is, so Chris Maloney, who plays Stabler from Law & Order.
That's right.
He was at practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Was and he trying I'm to get somebody?
I don't know, but I'm wondering whose idea was that to have him scrolling around during practice.
Where
man.
Does Deshaun play?
Cleveland. Well, define play. But yes, they brought in SVU man.
Yeah.
And I highly doubt that this is why it happened. In fact, do we know, does he have attachments to Cleveland?
I didn't think so. Mm-hmm. I didn't think so.
He might just be a fan popping out. But look, we are going to make that. We're going to make that connection every time.
It's five people that he could probably take in right now. That's on that
and
squad.
And one of them is not even there.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, y'all got to be trolling at this point. I felt like they was trolling with the whole dude wipes ad or whatever where the guy fell into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be trolling with this one, man. I feel like the joke was right there. Soon as I seen it posted.
Law and Order.
I think Mary Kay Cabot, I think she posted it, just said, oh, Chris Maloney from Law and Order is here at practice.
Yeah, what and does that mean?
Yeah.
Comments.
Yeah, the first thing I thought about was Law and Order, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man. Who idea was this?
They
got to be joking around at this point.
Trolling, yes. As you said.
Well, they might be trolling the man. They might be trolling Deshaun. Like, hey, buddy, that all that working to come back and play. Just remember,
hey, work out at your own gym, buddy. Stop using ours. You know what? Take that hat off too,
take
man.
That hat off.
Put your own hat on.
Yeah, don't, representative don't, of yourself.
Yeah, don't yeah. wear no orange and brown.
You got
yeah.
Chris Maloney going to Browns practice trying to be like he's a T.I. in ATL. Give me that. Give me that team issue gear. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, first and foremost, I got to remind you, all week long we've been giving away tickets to a four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston take on Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. We'll do that again in the next segment. But with it being a Thursday, coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next. All right, we did. Figgy Fig did a little bit of investigative reporting, if we can call it that, also known as Googling. Christopher Maloney, a University of Colorado product, so maybe the Shedeur Sanders touch there.
He's
and,
a Shedeur fan. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And apparently he supposedly has an upcoming role as a head coach. Or
yeah,
as
I guess
coach.
He's playing the role of a head coach.
I could see that, actually.
Yeah, he do look like. I wonder what head coach.
Yeah. Or maybe just a fictional one. Yeah.
Does he, does Chris, I'm wasting time here, but does Christopher Maloney strike you, like just looking at him, does he look like an offensive coach or a defensive coach?
Head coach. Head coach.
I mean, he looked like played on one side.
He looked like a defensive head coach.
Probably defensive.
You think defensive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he played linebacker or something.
He kind of give you the Robert Saleh type vibes.
Okay.
A little bit. Just right. A strong muscle head.
Well, I see what you're going for. All right. Very good. That's the kind of take that you can expect as we get into. Somebody said Harbaugh. Just Harbaugh. just Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sports take that we will take into a little buy or sell here on a Thursday. Are you buying what these various people in sports are trying to sell you?
All right. Let's see if you guys are or are not. Let's start with the one C.J. Stroud. Y'all know him.
I'm familiar with him.
Yes.
Who?
C.J. Stroud said, actually, it was Saturday. But it still counts because we weren't on the air until Monday. Quote, I like the Astros and the Dodgers. He likes the Astros and the Dodgers.
I will buy that.
I love the way.
Insofar as.
Inflection on your voice.
He is from SoCal.
Yeah.
Dodgers is that team.
Mm-hmm.
And you ref for home. He plays at Houston. And the teams in a certain city are going to root for each other. And so he's done things with, you know, the Rockets, and he's done things with the Astros. So I think he likes them. Now, if you start asking me,
I see. You're getting.
Is he like a supporter of all these teams?
Yeah.
I would guess no. Yeah. But I will buy that in so far as what he said, the particular diction that he used.
Yeah.
He does like those teams.
Yeah, he's getting too technical over here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's getting.
He likes those teams.
Okay. I ain't going to get too technical with it. I'm going to sell it. Just being a Dodgers fan and hell, knowing some people from LA that are Dodgers fans hate the Astros, man. They just hate the Astros. That's a rivalry at this point. I ain't even gonna bring up the cheating part.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they just hate the Astros, and I think he's lying just to kind of cover himself a little bit. Yeah, and I'm sure he probably have a good relationship. He went to some Astros games here and all that stuff, but nah, I don't think he liked the Astros like that.
I don't know if he cares about baseball enough, if I'm going to be completely honest.
I think he probably does.
But he got some homies that love the Dodgers and probably hate the Astros, so I think he will side with that.
Yeah, I get, you know, Reggie, you know, crawfished out of that question by being technical.
What?
I'll say if I would ask C.J. Stroud the same thing I ask all these neighbors and friends of mine that say, oh, I like the Texans and the Cowboys. I ask him this. The Texans play the Cowboys. Who are you cheering for? That's who you like.
Yeah, I mean,
that's who you like.
I think people got to realize too. The Dodgers is his squad, even though he's not really into baseball and stuff like that.
Big deal.
Yeah, that's where he's from.
I actually think this doesn't get as big as it got for that period of time if he was just wearing a Dodgers hat, because I think people understand that.
Yeah,
to some degree.
I agree.
Oh, so this ain't anywhere you from? Why you wearing that?
Yeah, but I think just a simple fact, I like the Dodgers and the Astros. He's telling everybody, shut the hell up, man.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for everybody at this point. I like everybody.
Yeah. He was trying to do quarterback speak. He was just trying to make it look. It's all fine. I like everybody.
It's cool. I like everybody. I like everybody in the world.
It's fine, man.
I just
it's
want
cool.
everyone to have a good time.
That's right.
I love all people.
Can everybody win? I want everybody to win.
Just have fun.
All lives matter.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
You better be careful over there. Hold on. Get us all in trouble.
He probably liked the Seahawks, not the Seahawks.
Why are you? Why? Anyway,
everybody,
that's kind of what he said.
Everybody good,
sense.
Man.
Everybody good. All right, you buying or selling? How about Nick Caserio? You know him as well.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. I went back and listened to it. He didn't flat out say, but he gave a strong indication that Howie Roseman hit him up about the John Mechie trade.
I actually am buying this more as we've seen the last couple of days. We were talking about it earlier in around the NFL. And while I have the moment, I will want to remind you that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So you can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. All you got to do. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. But we were talking about it with around the NFL, and the Niners have had a lot of injuries at wide receiver. There's a number of teams. I think Diana Rossini was mentioning like three different teams that are all looking for wide receivers. I'm sure all of them know exactly what's happening with the Houston Texans depth chart, and we're able to see there's a wealth of wide receivers there. Let's go and hit up Houston and see. So I'm sure that, you know, the Eagles were one of those that looked up and said, we would like a wide receiver. Let's hear what's happening with Mechie. And they ultimately had what seemingly the Texans wanted, which was a tight end.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I think so. I'm kind of curious. I wonder if Nick Caserio was really kind of holding out to try to see maybe Mechie did have a chance to make the squad somehow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Howie did come out of nowhere like, yo, what's up with him?
Yeah, I'm actually buying it too. I think eventually he would have made calls. But Howie Roseman just and he has a relationship.
Yeah, the
with
third
him.
Preseason game left. Exactly. So I think he was kind of holding out, but then Howie hit him up.
Yeah. All right. You buying or selling? Sean McVay, Texans play the Rams first game of the regular season. Said about Matthew Stafford, quote, he made positive progress in his first practice.
So did his back stop being stop being something that had like needed epidurals at one point relatively recently? Hey man, he made positive practice because he was back out here a second time.
Yeah.
That's cool. But again, the thing with the back is that it can flare up at any time. Mm-hmm. If you're a Houston sports fan, there are a number of instances that you could point to. The one that came to mind for me was Tracy McGrady. There were times it was like, oh man, Tracy McGrady's back to being Tracy McGrady, and then all of a sudden he'd be there next on the bench. Like trick backs don't stop tricking. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all right, positive progress, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah.
Is he ready to go on September 7th? Is that the day? Am I remember correctly? Is he ready to go on that day is all that matters? And I don't know that you could predict that by any means he had a second good day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't want to be technical, but you can kind of buy
Reggie
it if
is
he's
all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, go for it. Can't nobody stop you. That's the beauty of it. Just do it.
I'm buying it because he was out there, and maybe that was way more positive than what it was before. But I don't think it changed my mindset of him being out there week one. Yeah,
I'm selling it like Reggie is. I mean positive progress. I don't know if he. You know, there was some reporting on what he did at practice, but as you put it, trick backs don't stop tricking.
I'm glad that this is catching on.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people like, that's stupid. Right. And I agree, but it's fun to say.
You buying or selling? Jerry Jones, you can maybe buy or sell just by mentioning
that's
the name.
Right.
But he said he's never hired a general manager because he wanted to take the brunt of criticism and, quote, I like the pain. Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, I buy it because he might be some level of sadist or whatever, or masochist is the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm selling it.
Yeah.
Like, he does not want to be second guess, which I guess as an owner, ultimately, you have final say. But I think even more so, Jerry Jones, ever since Jimmy Johnson, has wanted the validation of being a football man. He could be Jim Crane could be him in another life, right?
Where, that's it. That's
remember, it. Yeah. I played. Like, I'm not just somebody that got rich and got into football. Remember, I played. I know things. And I think that he, though, has the eccentricities and the, let's be honest, like the self-importance to want to get out here and display that, no, I'm the man. I know football in addition to being the dude who has the money to buy this team.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm selling it, too. I'm selling it.
All right, let's go to another Cowboys one here real quick because this one, well, I'll try not to influence you here. Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer, I'll just read the quote. I feel good that Micah Parsons will be out there against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ah, this is tough.
Obviously, he requested a trade.
I'm a buy it.
Holding in.
I'm a buy it because I'm shocked he's still been practicing and all that stuff. I don't think he going to miss any games.
I want to say that I buy it, but I'm actually selling it. Mm-hmm. Now, he might feel that way, Brian Schottenheimer, but I won't be too technical here for you. I've seen additional reporting that points to the idea that the language being used behind closed doors, at least on one side of this, is different than the CeeDee Lamb, different than the Dak Prescott. Like, the possibility of getting a trade or Micah Parsons at some point in the next few years no longer being on the Cowboys is a lot realer than in those circumstances.
Yeah.
I think that Micah is probably in a place where being privy and seeing how those other things went and really being offended by the way this is handled, I think he might actually really and truly want out eventually.
I'm
I don't know that he
it.
Has the way to get there.
I've thought for a while it ain't going to happen. You know, he's going to be out there against the Eagles for which team? You know, that's what I would say. Arch Manning. I'll just read the quote on this one too. I don't know where he got that from. Talking about his grandfather, Archie Manning, saying he's going to return to Texas no matter what next year.
I mean, I will sell that portion
Right?
The idea that I get where he was coming from.
I have no idea where he got that.
I think that I'm still making my decision. He could feel that way. Where he got that from is that he runs stuff in this family. What you mean? That's the patriarch. He's the one that got Eli to where he got to. Like, he decided that for himself. Now, is it fair to say for Arch, Grandpa, I don't think you should make this decision for me? Sure. But you know exactly where he got that from.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe he's not really familiar how the family business go.
He should be.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe he feel like, oh, like, I don't know where that came. Nah, it came from your grandpops. That's where it came from.
I think it could have come from Arch, so I'm selling as well. You know, he mentioned this in the interview. Like, they text almost every day, you know, talk a lot and all that. I don't know where he got that from. Maybe you, and I'm not saying you flat out said it, but maybe indicated, you know, as have been the indications in the past, you know, he's leaning that way.
Do you feel like they already planning who, just in case, who, what team get the number one overall
pick? Yes, I think they're watching.
Are they strategizing?
Very carefully.
All right, so, like, if the Saints get it, we going to do this. If the Browns get it, we going to do that.
Yes.
If whoever get, we going to do that. Do you think they already doing this?
To some degree, but the big problem with that is, hey, you know who gets the number one overall pick? A bad football team.
But that's every year. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So the only problem, though,
but they're not trying to go to a great team, like a playoff team or anything. Mm-hmm. They're looking at the organization.
That's exactly it. There are some organizations that are definitely worse
because
than
the
others.
Giants wasn't that good either when he ended up going there.
Mm-hmm.
But they just didn't want to go to San Diego.
No, I think, you know, it's always a bad team, hence the pick. But I think they're looking at that. All right, one more for you guys here. This is Anthony Richardson's agent, Derek Jackson. Of course, Anthony Richardson is not going to be the Indianapolis Colts starter. Daniel Jones is, quote, Anthony came back and made all the improvements they wanted him to make, and by all accounts, he had a great camp.
All right, I'm going to sell this because, hey, if he had done those things, he would be the starter.
Yes,
now,
he would.
Right? Because, again, the idea of he did all the things they asked him to, I can't say definitively on that.
Mm-hmm.
That he had a great camp, well, we can't say that's the case because, again,
we saw it.
100%.
Yeah. We 100%. Saw it.
Yeah.
Like, you are doing your client a disservice by saying this, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm selling it too, man. I think it was his job to lose at this point. You didn't bring in a quarterback that was light years better than him. Mm-hmm. You brought in somebody who I probably thought would have been a backup quarterback at some point.
Yeah.
And you lost the job to him, man.
Now, the question I have for you here is, what do you think is, like, the posturing that needs to be done for the next situation? Because it does feel like this might be done. And I don't think so. I don't think that Derek Jackson did Anthony Richardson any services. Is there anything in this that you could see helps him position himself to maybe get the next job for Anthony Richardson somewhere?
Not as a chance to be a starter.
Not a starter.
Not as a chance. I mean, he's going to be a backup until he can prove otherwise. My point on his agent's take is if he made all the improvements they wanted him to make, even if he didn't get quite all the way there, if he, by all accounts, had a great camp, and even though we saw stuff that was bad, he had a decent camp, the Colts would want him to be the starter. I get
that was their draft pick.
Yes, they would. He had things working in his favor that Daniel Jones did not. I get that there's somewhat of a new owner in town. It's the same family, you know. There's a lot of the same things there. He had an advantage over Daniel Jones and still didn't win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. That's a little buy or sell here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Well, actually, before we do that, I do need to give away a 4-pack of tickets to see U of H take on Stephen F. Austin. I almost forgot. I can't forget that. 713-572-4610 is the number to call. And caller number 10 right now will win that 4-pack of tickets to see UH take on Stephen F. Austin. Should be a fun year coming in year two. Willie Fritz, as he's putting his spin and putting his touch on this team, I'm very excited to watch them, and you have an opportunity to get out there. Call number 10 right now, 713-572-4610. If you don't win today, don't worry. One more day where we're doing this giveaway, so keep it locked here in the loop. But now, coming up next, let's circle back around. What did we take away from what we learned from the joint practice, including from the conversation that was had by the head coach, DeMeco Ryans? Let's break that down next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.